Hey, how you doing, Ignite City? Hey, I wanted to take you through a little bit of John chapter 4. This is where Jesus speaks to the Samaritan woman at the well. There's a lot in this passage, and so I don't have time to get through it in this podcast. But especially down here in verse 34, this is after she's already left. In fact, in verse 28, it says, "Then the woman left her water jar, went into the town, and told the people, 'Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?'" What she's referring to is when Jesus at one point tells her to go and to call her husband. And she says, "Well, I don't have a husband." And Jesus' response here in verse 18, he says this, you have correctly said, "I don't have a husband, for you've had five husbands and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true." That's what Jesus told her. And so in verse 28, when she says to everyone in the town that she could find, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did," and his confronting of her in this, lovingly, but did it, was just honest with her, caused her to go and want to tell other people to come and see Jesus, even though the premise was, "He told me everything I ever did," and then people came to him. Now, in verse 34, we'll go from verse 31. In verse 31, "In the meantime, the disciples kept urging him, 'Rabbi, eat something.'" She had gone away. The disciples had come back. They had gotten food. Verse 32, "But he said, I have food to eat that you don't know about.' The disciples said to one another, 'Could someone have brought him something to eat?' And listen to this in verse 34. "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." Friends, that word finish means to make perfect or make genuine, to complete, to succeed fully, to initiate, to make happen. And so when you look at this, the whole reason Jesus came, when he says, "My food is to do the will of him," so that which sustains me, that which I'm all about, that which makes me alive, it keeps me alive. In other words, this is the sole focus of my being here, is to finish his work. Now, whose work is he speaking of? He's speaking of God's work, so the Father's work. He's saying, "I came to fulfill," or to make perfect, to make genuine, to complete, to succeed fully, to initiate, and to make happen the Father's work. What's the Father's work? It's the work of salvation. It's the redemption of people. And so when you look at that, you say, okay, and this is the part I was sitting there going, oh, that's pretty rad. I mean, and then my prayer is always when I read that verse, God, I want your will to be my food. I want to do what you've called me to do. And I think we can apply that principle to our lives, but we can't do the same work that Jesus did. We can't do the same work of him on the cross, dying for our sins, being buried, coming back from the dead, as the sacrifice, the only true sacrifice acceptable to God for the forgiveness of people. Only he can do that. And so when you switch from here to verse 34, I started thinking, okay, where have I heard this idea before, or this idea of finish? Well, my mind went to in John chapter 20. This is when Jesus is on the cross. He's getting ready to die. I mean, he's at the last part of his life. He knows his heart is pumping, trying to find any ounce of blood left in it. In verse 30, it says, in chapter 19, actually, John chapter 19, verse 30, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." Then bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. And when he gave up his spirit, there's actually another gospel account where he says, Jesus says to the Father, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." But it's that word, "It is finished." That word "finished" means to bring to an end, to complete, to finish, to execute, to perform, to fulfill, to pay. And I've said often that phrase, "It is finished," literally is paid in full. And so Jesus here in John chapter 4 says, "I came to finish his work." In John chapter 19, verse 30, he's from the cross, he's declaring it, "It's finished." Like, "I've completed it. I've executed it. I've performed it perfectly. I've brought it to an end. I've paid for everything necessary." And so Jesus says, "I came to finish it." In chapter 19, he finished it, but he's not done finishing. Now, this work of salvation on the cross, he's finished, absolutely. There's never going to be another need for any type of sacrifice for us to be forgiven and right with God. When you go to Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, he says, "I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." Now that word has connections to the previous two words that we used in John chapter 4 and John chapter 19 of finished. To carry it to completion, it means this: to complete, to accomplish, to execute, to complete for oneself, make an end, to pay in full. And so when you look at what it is, Paul's saying, I'm sure of this, that he who started a good work in you, he's speaking to a bunch of Christians in Philippians, and the good work that was started in them by Jesus was them coming to faith in him and surrendering their lives to his lordship and being redeemed and made right with God. But then he says there's this work that's going to continue. He says, we'll carry it. So what he began in you, or what he started in you, he will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Again, the Greek word there has connections to the Greek word for finish in John chapter 4 as well as in John chapter 19. So Jesus finished the work of being the sacrifice necessary for us to be forgiven and brought into relationship with him. But also connecting chapter 1, verse 6 of Philippians is this ongoing working that he's doing in us, but he will finish it, friends. Just like he finished the work on the cross, he will finish the work that he began in you. He will execute it perfectly. He will not leave it undone. So if you're wondering, I don't know if I can make it, or I don't know if I'm doing it right, or what if he gives up on me? Jesus doesn't give up on us, friends. He will complete it. He will bring it to completion. Friends, just like he was devoted to make sure that he finished the work necessary for us to be redeemed and brought into relationship with him, friends, he will carry the work he started in us. He will carry on and continue on working until he finishes the work he wants to do in us. Friends, just like let me just say it this way. Everything Jesus starts, he finishes it. And not just finishes it half-heartedly or pretty okay. Friends, he finishes it perfectly. He is not going to give up on you. He knows exactly what he's doing. So friends, I hope this is an encouragement to you. He is finishing his work and he will carry it to completion. He's going to stay committed to you until he finishes that good work that he began in you. Friends, love you more than you know. Hope this is an encouragement, challenge, whatever is necessary to make you look more like Jesus. Friends, I love you more than you know. We'll see you. Bye-bye.